Today's shir in the Dear Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Chaf Dalid Omud Beis. We're in the second volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we're in the middle of Simen Reish Yud Aleph, which deals with the priority of brachos, which ones you say before the other one, if you have both items in front of you. And we had begun Sif Hey yesterday, in yesterday's shir, and we will pick it up in the very top line with the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagah, Birchas Hamotzi, Kodem LeBirchas Bari Minim Zonos. If you have in front of you something that you make hamotzi on, and something that you make a bari minim mezonos on, as we'll explain, it's not a type of mezonos that would be exempted by the hamotzi. So you have something that's in front of you, and you could pick either the hamotzi or the bari minim mezonos, and then he adds from the igor, v'kol shekein l'shar brachos, and certainly any other brachos in front of you besides a mezonos, if you have a hamotzi and those brachos, v'afal pisha dovar sheni choshev, and even though the second item is considered choshev, which we'll explain, O chaviv olav, or dear to you, and therefore in these situations you'd have to make a bracha on it anyway. V'chein yesh l'dakdek midivrei ha'agos maimoni perek tes, and the Ramah adds that this can be deduced and derived from the ha'agos maimoni as well as the smak shevitur and the cholbo and the beis yosef and the shem name of the Rambam. Nevertheless, in all of these situations, you make the bracha on the hamotzi prior to the mezonos or the other bracha. Now, let's see inside. The Mishneh Berurah Sivkan Chafakhes explains. Pirish, we're talking here. Kigon Shiye Shulchan Oruch Lefonav Lechol Pas. You have a meal in front of you, set up for bread. Vigam Rotz Lechol Lachmanios, and you also want to have some cakes. The Birchasim Bari Minim Azonos, who you'd have to make a Bari Minim Azonos on, because they're not considered part of the meal. Vafilu Kishochlim Beso Chasuda, and you'd have to make this bracha on them, even if you took out the cake in the middle of the meal, because that's not considered a normal part of the meal. For example, Kigon Shabli Losen Raka. It's like a wafer of some sort. It's a mixture of a very thin mixture of Oakland Latanug Velolosova, and you're eating it as a snack, as something to just delight you, and not something for satiety. And therefore, in that situation, it requires its own bracha. It's not considered as part of the meal. So here in this situation, so the Ramah is telling us, according to Mishneh Berurah, that you must make the hamotzi first, and then only afterwards make the bracha of the mezonos, and certainly for other types of brachos that you're required to make after you wash and make the bracha on the pas. Why? The birchas hamotzi chashuva, because the bracha of hamotzi is the highest bracha possible, and therefore you should always make that one first. And only afterwards, v'achakachi baruch barini mezonos ala lachmonios, and only afterwards you'll have the cake or the delicacy over here, which you're not eating for satiety, but you're eating just for a delicious taste. So this way, you still have to make a bracha mezonos on it, but you make it after the hamotzi. The Mayer Bishar Tavshilim, because if you're talking about a different type of cooked dish, Bilav, time of the Birchas Hamotzi Chashuva, and it wouldn't be for the fact that the bracha of Hamotzi was Chashuva, still Tzorech Levarach Tchil al Pas. You'd have to make the bracha on the Pas anyway, even if it wasn't for the reason that the Pas bracha is more Chashuva. Viliv Tori Mel is a Tavshil, because it would exempt the other from needing a bracha. And therefore, you'd always have to make the Hamotzi first if it's on something that you're going to eat during the meal. If you're going to have things during the meal, you shouldn't make the bracha on them right before the Hamotzi if they're right there on the table. We'll discuss this a little bit more momentarily, so you don't make a bracha sheino tzricha. And that's what the Mishneh Berurah says here. Di'ivarach tchilo ala tavshil, because you have something that would be exempted by the bread, and when you make hamotzi on it, you don't make a separate bracha on it, and now you eat that right before the bread, nimtzogorim bracha sheino tzricha v'asur. This would be causing a bracha that was unnecessary to be made, to be said, and this is forbidden for a person to do, and he brings this down the name of the Mogen Avraham. Now, there are a couple of important Dirshu footnotes over here. Dirshu footnote number 22 brings down, Im yesh l'fanav pas gemura, upas abar b'kisnin. If you have in front of you real bread, that's vadai hamotzi, and you have pas abar b'kisnin, which under certain situations is a mezonos, but if you're establishing it, you kovei on it the suda, then you make hamotzi on it, so the Prima Gadim brings down, even though your intention is, let's say you have sponge cake over here, you have 10 pieces of sponge cake, and that's going to be your kovei suda on, and you would then make on the sponge cake a hamotzi lechem in aretz, nevertheless, you have the choice of having a slice of bread, which is definitely hamotzi, and the sponge cake, which you're kovei suda on, which you now make it hamotzi, you should preferably make the hamotzi on the bread, even though the sponge cake here also has the bracha of hamotzi in this situation. Footnote number 23, Legabe Kiddusha Rabba B'Shabbos Baboki, when you're making Kiddush on Shabbos morning. So the Shulchan Aruch Rav brings down, Shaminah Kaposhut Lecho Mine Mesika Umerkachas Kod Basuda. The custom in many places is that they'll have some cake or some mazonos prior to the meal. They'll make kiddush. They'll have cake. Amongst the yekkes, this is very common, but certainly if you're having a kiddush in shul and then you're sitting down to the meal afterwards, so the kiddush doesn't have the lecha mishnah on it. The lecha mishnah will come later on when people sit down to the meal. And the elder rabbis did not protest the people making the mazonos before they would sit down to the meal, the pas and the kamotzi. Why? Because this kiddush stuff that you're having, it's the minhag to eat it on an empty stomach over here, and it's not considered part of the meal. And therefore, the person doesn't intend to eat it during the meal, and therefore, it's not called the bracha she'eino tzricha if you make the bracha on it before you wash. And one shouldn't even necessarily strive to go and have the bread first. Because you weren't intending to eat this now, and you're not mechuyev to go and eat something that you don't want to eat right now. And certainly you shouldn't restrain yourself, you're not mechuyev to restrain yourself and not eat this because you're eventually going to wash. Aruch HaShulchan similarly writes, Shemutr, you're allowed to do this over here, Kivan Shem Shnei and Yonim. They're two separate things. The stuff that you're going to have before the bread and the stuff that you're going to have after the bread is part of the meal. And he adds, Shedavar Rogilhu Gam B'chol, this is not only on Shabbos morning, but this is also common during the weekdays. Shekod Nihilas Adayim, Tomi Me'at Tavshilim, Uvarcham Leah, that a person before he washes may try some of the foods and you have to make a bracha on them. This is also not called the bracha she'eino tzricha. Shiritzono lechol called the metilas edayim because he wants to eat now before he washes, and therefore this is the minhag olam and it's pashut and it's not a problem. The issue for number 24 brings down hashosha mashkim b'sochasud. If a person drinks during the meal, that there is an opinion on those some of those drinks that you have to make your own bracha on them. We've already learned this in Siman Kuf Ayin Dalet. So the Shulchan Aruch there brought down Sharotz L'Stalik V'Nasaf. If you want to get around the bracha problem over here, a suffix of bracha, drink a little bit of it before the meal. Have in mind when you're making the shakal on this drink before the meal that it will also pater the drink that you're going to have during the meal that may not require a bracha but may require a separate bracha meal. That's the suffix. And this way you won't have this suffix problem over here. He says, likewise, if you're eating some sorts of fruits that normally accompany bread, so you wouldn't have to make a separate bracha on them. But you eat some of these fruits without bread, so it's not considered part of the meal, and you would have to make a separate bracha on them. So this is also machlokas that we had in Siman Kuf Ayin Zayin. And therefore, he suggests the Mishnah Berurah over there, Roy Levarech Aleim Tchila, Kodem Shiochle Mimapas. So take these fruits, eat them before the meal, make a bracha on them, and have in mind that you'll exempt the fruits that you're going to have during the meal, that's a sofik, whether you should or you should not have to make a bracha on them. Shailos Shuvas Rab Palm says this is not a concern over here of a bracha sheino tzricha because koshu makdim levarach lapri es brachos haruyelo odif hadover miyashel lepotri below bracha, because here you're doing this in order to exempt yourself from a question of do I do not make a bracha, so therefore it's not called the bracha sheino tzricha. Now we go to Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Mechav Tes. He writes, the second item that we talked about, you should make the motzi first, even though you're going to make a bracha on the second item, it's not exempted by the bread. So this is true, even if the second item, Shavo Hadavar Hasheni Choshev. For example, the Gon Shalech HaMisorim, the bread was barley bread, V'Amazonus Mechitim, and the cookie that you're going to eat is made out of wheat. So the wheat is more important than the barley, so it's more Choshev in that sense. Then the same thing would apply, anything like this, the second item is more choshev in its intrinsic quality than the dover rishon. Sivkot Lamed, the Mishnah Berurah says, or similarly, if the second item was more dear to you, nevertheless, you still make the motzi first. Rotsalomer is coming to teach us, we're talking about a case where it's not more choshev than the first one, however, be'enav, but in your eyes right now, it's more dear to you. And this would apply not only if you only had one of these two, but even if something was more choshev and more dear to you, so you still have to make the bracha on the motzi first in this situation. Now we go back to the Ramah. The kol ha the amrinon the echad kodem lechaveiro, that which we've been teaching that you have to make a certain bracha A over B in priority order. That's only hainu shirotze lecho mishneim, as we've mentioned many times, and here we see this din beferish in the Ramah. It's only if you're intending to eat both A and B. Therefore, lochein yesh lahakdim echaviv o echoshev. That's why you have to go and make the bracha on the item that's more echaviv to you or more echoshev to you, as we've been explaining for the last couple of shiurim. However, Aval, im ein rotze lecho mishneihem, if a person doesn't want to go and eat both of those two items, He only wants to eat the one that's less important or that is less dear to him right now for whatever the reason. He's saving that one for later. Eino mevarech. He then doesn't have to go make the bracha on the one that technically should be given priority. Rak al zeh she'otz lechol. He only makes it on the item that he's intending to eat. So even though he has A and B in front of him, and A has all the priorities, it's more choshev, it's more dear to him, etc. But he's only eating B. So then he doesn't have to eat A. He's allowed to just eat B. And that's the halacha. And both of them are in front of him. Nevertheless, he brings down the name of Truma Sedeshin, that you only have to make the bracha on the one that you want to eat. This is not a din that's obligating you to eat something that you don't want to eat. Mishnah Berurah explains Sivkot Lamed Aleph. And in fact, even if he does want to eat both of them, however, but the other one is not yet brought to him, in this situation, he's not obligated to go and wait till they bring out the other one. He's allowed to eat the one that is less higher priority and make the bracha on that right now. The issue foot number 25 brings down. Likewise, if you have courses in a meal, and course number one is standard that it comes with this food, and course number two is standard it comes with this food, and course number two has a higher priority in terms of which one you should make first, you're not mechuyev to skip course number one or save it till after you've had course number two. He brings down for Shelos Tshuvos Hilchos Ketanos, based on this Truma Sedeshen, Shedin Choviv Omukdom Bipasuk, Daf Gokishain Kapeda Lechol Azek Kodem Zeh. That's only if the order is you could eat either A or B. That there's no Kapeda to specifically have A before B because of the course of the meal. But if it's the normal way to eat, either for medicinal purposes or because that's the minhag of this nation, they bring course one, you have the salad, and then you have the soup, and then you have the main meal. So then you don't have to go and say, well, course number two, course number three is a high priority, you have to wait. That is the halacha. The Rabbi continues and he writes, V'chol zeh ditzorech lahakdim haynu davka lechachila. Now, everything that we've learned here, you should make the bracha on A over B, with all the dinim that we've been talking about in terms of priority, this is all lechachila. This is what you should do. But what happens if a person didn't know this? And by accident, he made the wrong bracha first. He made the bracha on B. So then, avolim omvar uberech halasheni, he made the bracha incorrectly on the less important item, the less dear item. So im habracha shavos, if the bracha on the second less important item was also mazonos, as opposed to the first item, which was a mazonos, that should have made the bracha on that item first. So then in this situation, ein tzarech lachzul levarach al zeh shoyelo lahakdim. He doesn't go and make a new bari min mazonos. He just made a bari min mazonos. That will work, even though it wasn't the right priority. You should have made it on the first item A. Instead, you made it on the second item B. As long as they have the same bracha, you don't have to go and repeat the bracha when you now have the higher priority item. However, the Rama adds, Ubavad she daito gamkin olav bebrichoso. This is as long as you had in mind when you ate B that you were also going to have A. And then, even though B is a lower level priority, but it's the same bracha, it could exempt the bracha on A. Mishnah Berurah explains this if cut lamed base. Afilu hayushteim lefonim b'shas habracha. And this is if both A and B were in front of you at the time that you made the bracha on B, when you should have made it on A. Same bracha, but you should have made it on A instead of B. He says, but inon sheiskavin lo beferish lepatro. You must have had in mind, beferish, to go and exempt A when you made the bracha on the inferior B. The eino bedin sheivtor misheino choshev es a choshev derech gora ela bechavona, because he says a very important idea over here. You can't go and exempt the more important item with the less important item's bracha, even though it's the same exact bracha, unless you specifically had it in mind. Stam rach derech gora, just here by default, that will not work, and the important item A would then require its own new bari mina mazonos in the case that we gave. However, the other way around, that's not true. Avlam birech ala choshev, you made the more important bracha on A, like you were supposed to. Poter esheinu choshev, it exempts B, afilu niskavim beferish lepotro. It will exempt B, even if you didn't specifically have in mind to exempt B. Just the stand position over here would be that it would exempt it. Why? Because it was there during the time of the bracha. Or as the Chavetz Chaim brings down in the bir halacha, he says, if you're a guest at somebody's house, so since it's up to the balabais, whatever the balabais has in mind, you have in mind as well. This is reiterated in the issue foot number 28 as well, that we learned this halacha previously, that a person gives over, his, so to say, his das to the balabais. The balabais, whatever he's going to bring out, so that's included in my bracha now, whatever will come out later, even if I don't know about it. And therefore, Mishnah Berurah continues, however, if they bring out something after the first item is totally gone, then that, so to say, bracha is now gone. And now if they only bring out something afterwards and you didn't know about this and the Baal HaBayis didn't intend to bring it out, then you have to make a move bracha. If they bring it out after you made the bracha, but it hasn't yet been finished, so there's still that item there, that's already a machlokis. And we paskim sofik brachas lahakil. We go like the opinion says, it does exempt it, and this has already been all discussed in Simon Reish Vav, Ayin Shon Bachron, Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Chaf Beis. However, the Mishnah Berurah concludes over here, and he says, L'chachila mavar shon b'ramah, the Ramah there said that certainly one should have in mind the Ace Lizor Lakabi and Liftor Sashayavu Loachakah. A person should specifically always state, this is a great Eitzah, he should specifically have in mind or even verbally state that this bracha will go and exempt all the other brachos to get around all of these machlokasin. The issue with number 27 brings down that if you made a bracha on peros, and then they bring out peros that are nicer than that one, and you haven't yet eaten from the first peri, so then you should still make the bracha on the first peri that they brought out, because that was what you had in mind, even though it will now exempt the better ones. That is the proper way to do it. Dishah foot number 26 is a fantastic ha'ara from Rabbi Yashiv Zatzal. He says, for example, if somebody made a bari min mizonos on rice, which is a sofik whether you should do that, but we paskin that you make a bari min mizonos on rice, and afterwards they bring out a cookie. So Rabbi Yashiv says that the bracha, unless you specifically intended when you had the rice to exempt the cookie, the rice bari min mizonos would not exempt the bari min mizonos on the cookie, and you'd have to go make a new bari min mizonos on a cookie. The reasoning is, it's a higher level bracha, and therefore it requires specifically to have had in mind when you had the right to exempt the bracha on the mezonos. Otherwise, the default, the stam position would be that it does not exempt it. And the Shulchan Aruch Harav says a similar idea. If they bring in front of you a Maisa Kedera, which you make a mezonos on, it won't exempt Pasa Baba Kistin, which is a higher level mezonos, because it could possibly reach Amotzi if you were Kovei Suda on it. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkat Lamed Gimel. Vayamunach lefon of Esrog v'zayis, if you had in front of you an Esrog and an olive, after the Esrog ha'yachav l'aviyosu, you prefer the Esrog, and we learned Kaimelon le'el b'sif aleph, we learned already at the beginning of this simon and sif aleph, Rev Yehuda, as brought down by the Rosh, demavarech la'zayish u'mimin shiva, he holds that the priority of the min shiva trumps your chaviv, the niftar mimela af bistom esrog, and therefore the stamp position would be that the esrog doesn't require another bracha. What happens v'mhuberach al esrog bistom, if you made the bracha on the esrog stam, lo niftar azayis, based upon this, he brings down the name of the Beis Yosef, the name of the Rashbot, that you wouldn't exempt the zayis, you have to make a new bori pri'etz on the zayis. However, Mishnah Berurah concludes, Mikol Makom lefi ma she'evenu shom bebir halacha, since we brought down there that this is a big machlokis between Sif Aleph and Sif Beis, between the Rambam and the Rosh. Habi Rishonim Desirulu Gam Ken Kedas Rambam. There are many that hold like Sif Beis, like the Rambam. Hamuvo Shom Sif Beis. The Chaviv Adif, that the priority is which one you like more, trumps the Siva Minim. Af Legabi Min Shiva. And therefore, Nihide Lechatchil Bavade Tov Linho Kedea Rishona. Therefore, it is preferable to hold like the first opinion, she stomis levarach lazayis. If all things are equal, certainly go and make on the zayis. Mikol makom b'di'evit shebirach halachavid. But if you went and made it on the one that's more dear to you, like the Rambam, k'das Rambam v'siyatu, and all those that hold like him, l'chor v'vadeh lo yachzu levarach lazayis. You do not make another bracha on the zayis. Why? D'lishitasam he bracha t'vatala, because for them it would be bracha l'vatala, because you really should have made it on the esrog first, l'chatril, according to them. And the Taz wrote over there, Deman Diovid Kirambam, Gamkin Shaparovid. And we learned this in the previous Shurim, this Taz, that you can go and do this over here. You can go like the Rambam. The Osa nearly, and the Mishnah Berurah concludes, and he says, Dafilu Mivarech Alazayis. If you were to make the Baruch on the Zayis, Tov Shiachabi Behedjel, if Togam Esrog, you should have in mind to pat to the Esrog, because otherwise you're going against the Rambam. Achwe de Esrog Chavilo Yosef, since you want the Esrog more, so Ladas Haramba Vesiyato, any Yotze Bezemi Mail Al Esrog. You're not Yotze default stam by making the Baruch on the Zayis that it automatically pat to the Esrog. So he says, you should beferish have in mind, and this way you get around any concern of the Rambam Shita. And he says, "V'chenka kol kiay gadna." This is true for all of these situations. Hecha sheyish deals b'poskim aleizav dov yivarech b'tchila. When there are doubts as to which one you should do, yezor b'shas bracha l'chavin liftor shneim. Have in mind that you'll exempt the other one, because this way you yotzi for certain. The belav hachi yesh chashash to'ochal min hashem below bracha, and this exempts you or gets around any concern that you have should you make a separate bracha on the second item. This is a very good general rule, and with this we conclude today's shir.